Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
We'll be right back. Alexander Kalashina, Oscar Kirkman, and Jeremy, Johnny
Griffin. Good afternoon, and welcome to Swing Time, Tuesday's extravaganza of jazz, swing and blues music, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here, starting off the proceedings today. I might well have opened with the track Solo Flight, as my colleague John Yule is unavoidably delayed and detained, but I didn't. In fact, the big band opening track was by the Clark Boland Big Band, a truly international collection of top-notch musicians. The title was a composition called New Box, and the international lineup on that track were Benny Bailey, Art Farmer Trumpets, Derek Watkins, Idris Suleiman being a trumpet player, of course, Aki Person and Nat Peck on trombones, with Eric Van Leer, Derek Humble, Johnny Griffin, Tony Coe, Sahab Shahab and Ronnie Scott were the reed players, Francie Boland as co-leader on piano, Jimmy Woody bass, and Kenny Clark, another co-leader, on drums, along with another drummer, Kenny Clare. That was recorded by the French radio station Europe 1 in Paris on the 29th of October 1969. And the title again, New Box. Our next track is a recording by a group led by a trumpeter who took part in historic jam sessions along with Kenny Clark at Minton's in the 1940s. This was Hot Lips Page, and in this 1944 recording, much reference is made to the unpleasantness which was widespread in the world at that time. The makeup of the group is Uncle Sam's Blues, the title, with excuse me, George Johnson and Floyd Horsecollar Williams altos, Hot Lips Page trumpet and vocal, Don Byas tenor, Clyde Hart piano, John Simmons bass and Big Sick Catlett drums. Recorded in New York City on the 14th of June 1944, this is Uncle Sam's Blues.
Baby, I've been so downhearted ever since the day we met. Baby, I've been so downhearted ever since the day we met. Our love is nothing but the blues. Baby, how blue can you get? You're so evil when I'm with you. Baby, you're so jealous when we're apart. Baby, you're so evil when I'm with you. Baby, you're so jealous when we're apart. Just how blue can you get? Well, the answer is here in my heart. Thank you. country mansion. You said it was just a shack. Then I bought you a brand new Ford. You said I want a Cadillac. Well, I bought you a $10 dinner. You said it was just a snack. Then I gave you 7 children. Now you want to give them back. I have been so downhearted ever since the day we met. Our love is nothing but the blues. Baby, how blue can you get?
Well, clearly, we had the Gremlins at work there. That wasn't Hot Lips Page. I'll try and find him for later in the programme. But there was a bonus, I might suggest, in the guitar playing of the little heard, but deserves to be heard far more, Oscar Moore. That was a later recording than 1944-1949. So, our following selection comes from the Blue Note label, and it's dance time. So I hope you rolled the carpets back. And any budding Victor Sylvesters out there, wow, where did that come from? Note that the Hard Boppers also indulged in dance music. This is Niger Mambo with Stanley Turrentine Group, who consist of Blue Mitchell trumpet, Stanley Turrentine tenor, Herbie Hancock on piano and percussion, Bob Crenshaw bass and percussion, Otis Candy Finch drums, and it was recorded by Rudy Van Gelder on the 3rd of June 1964 in Englewood Cliffs. This is Niger Mambo. We'll be right back. Nigel Mambo from Stanley Turrentine Group. There has been more than one jazz musician whose career has been rejuvenated after appearing at a jazz festival. One such was Jimmy Witherspoon, who made this impressive recording following his performance at the Monterey Jazz Festival in 1959. So we have Jimmy Witherspoon vocal, Ben Webster tenor, Jerry Mulligan bass, Jimmy Rowles piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, Mel Lewis drums. And it was recorded at the Renaissance Club in Los Angeles between the 2nd and 9th of December 1959. This is Rollin' Pete. Jimmy Witherspoon in 1959 with some quite impressive bass playing from Leroy Vinegar on that track, I thought. As I mentioned, that was recorded at the Renaissance Club based in Los Angeles. The Renaissance was but one of a number of night spots in LA which saw a number of sessions, all of which resulted in gramophone discs being released. And I'm going to play two or three of these recordings made in the area over a period of years. The first of these is The Hague, located on Wilshire Boulevard, Los Angeles. In this early recording from The Hague, the club was opened around 1952, we have Stan Getz and Chet Baker, and they're playing the Denzel Best composition Move, which in itself was somewhat of a bebop standard. The makeup of the musicians there being Chet Baker trumpet, Stan Getz tenor, Joe Mondragon bass, Chico Hamilton on drums, and the recording made in the Hay Club in Los Angeles was in June 1953. This is Move. Thank you. Dating back even earlier to spring 1949, the Lighthouse Cafe became synonymous with the term West Coast Jazz. Much of this was to do with bass player Howard Rumsey, who based his group, Howard Rumsey's Lighthouse All-Stars, at the Lighthouse Cafe. This was situated at 30 Pier Avenue, Hermosa Beach. And from May, 29th of May 1951, the typical sound of the group may be heard. The track I've selected is Solitaire, and the stars, the old stars, are Shorty Rogers trumpet, Milt Bernhardt trombone, Jimmy Giuffre and Bob Cooper on tenors, Frank Patchen piano, Howard Rumsey bass, Shelly Mann drums and Carlos Vidal on congas. Recorded at the Lighthouse Cafe, Hermosa Beach, the 21st of February 1953. Solitaire.
Thank you.
Anybody who was anybody in the West Coast scene must surely have passed through the Lighthouse Cafe at some stage of their playing career. You are listening to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates presenting both of the sessions today. Not all West Coast sounds, though, at these venues were, shall we say, in the modern, at the time, approach favoured by such as the Lighthouse All-Stars. At The Hague on 1st of July 1953, ex-trumpet star from the Basie Band, Harry Edison, appeared. Here he is with the track These Foolish Things.
Thank you.
Around 1970, Howard Rumsey severed his connection with the Lighthouse, but as may be expected, there were reunions. So my final live session is from the Lighthouse All-Stars 40th anniversary reunion, which, although not recorded at the Lighthouse Cafe, the session was cut pretty close to home. On this occasion, the All-Stars are Conti Candoli, trumpet, Bob Ivaldson on trombone, Bud Shank, alto, Bob Cooper, tenor, and he was the musical director for this particular session, Claude Williamson, bass, Monty Budwig, bass. By this time, Howard Rumsey had also given up bass playing too, and John Guerin, who was the drummer. It was recorded at the Hermosa Civic Theatre in Hermosa Beach on the 12th of February 1989. They're playing the Basie standard Topsy. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't think that the last artist appeared at The Hague or the Lighthouse Cafe, but he is no stranger to Sheffield. Scott Hamilton continues with a sound that is closely rooted in the centre ground of the jazz tradition, which still appeals to a sizeable audience. That 1977 recording included some stalwarts who excelled in music from the period. With Scott were Bill Berry trumpet, Nat Pierce piano, Monte Budwig was on bass, and Jake Hanna was on drums. It was recorded in Hollywood at the Southwest Recording Studio on the 10th of March 1977. A hazard of presenting programmes such as this is sometimes you don't have the words to adequately explain what is happening.
Radio, but no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear, cuddling more and driving slow, but no particular place to go. I no particular place to go. So we parked way out in the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold, so we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten her safety belt.